is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings, we bless you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ on this wonderful morning. And it's so great just to be alive. We just thank God this morning for the blood yet running warm in our veins. We can't take that for granted, because there are some people, if we call on this morning, they wouldn't answer us because they've already gone on. And they've even gone on to one or two places, either heaven or hell. So to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, or to be in that other place. And we're not trying to go there. So I would encourage everyone to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you're under the sound of my voice, if you're listening to this station this morning, it's not by happenstance. It's already been preordained. Preordained because there's a word that God has for you. And in these times that we're living in, we're living in some perilous times. We're living in the end times. And we can't take for granted that we have tomorrow to get it right. And we can't take for granted that we have the later on today to get it right. So we have to take advantage of every opportunity we have to get it right. I mean, we may have went to sleep last night mad at somebody, upset, you know, over foolishness, you know. And sometimes the things that we think are important, are worth getting upset over, are not really. Because when that person is gone, you feel so bad. You're like, you know, why did I hold on to that? You know, that really wasn't worth our relationship, and for me to hold on to that for 20, 30, 40 years, you know. And then, not only that, you're harboring unforgiveness. And if you don't forgive, God ain't gonna forgive. And that unforgiveness inside just eats you up like a cancer or a disease, a dis-ease. It breeds bitterness and all kind of ailments. You're sick in your body because you're carrying around unforgiveness, and you have hate, malice, and it just eats you up inside. It's just the truth of the matter. So we have to be mindful that we can't hold on to these things. Life is too short. It is precious. Time is precious, and it's so, so very important that we take the opportunity to make every second count. To make every second count. Don't be caught up on just trivial stuff. And we talked about that before, about you know, judging folk, taking them to court, and over silly stuff. You know, holding on to that stuff, begrudging. You don't need to do that. Time is too short. We need to settle it with our brethren. Settle accounts real quickly and forgive and forget. It's hard to forget, but let it go. Let it go. You can't keep hitting the rewind button and bringing it back up again. Just let it go. Let God be the judge. If they did you wrong, pray for them. Pray for them and let it go. Let God judge that situation. Let God recompense. Let God redeem you, because he's already redeemed us. If we are born again, if we believe on Jesus Christ, his son, his only begotten son, if we believe on him, we've been reconciled back into the body of Christ. We've been redeemed. We've been bought back with a price. So that's enough to rejoice on right there all by itself and shout hallelujah. But you must be born again. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit is taking me here first thing this morning, but this is so important, so important. People think they got time and be gone the same day. We don't have the time we think we have. So get it right. Forgive. Love on people. Share the good news of the gospel. Be an example. Let your light so shine that men will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's not about how we feel or what we think. It's about what the word says. It's about the law. What God has given us, the commandments that we should keep and that we should live. Because the best sermon, you heard me say it over and over again, the best sermon that you will ever preach, the best sermon that you ever preach, the most effective, influential sermon that you'll ever preach is how you live your life 24/7. How you live your life. Because we can talk and say, you know, swelling words and enticing words and, you know, puffed up words and live like a skunk. But this morning, how you living? Are you living for Christ? Are you telling people about Christ? Are you born again this morning? Are you on your way to heaven? Are you on your way to hell? That's the question we got to ask ourselves. We need to ask ourselves that question, because the times we're living in, it could all be gone in a twinkling, in a moment. Just quickly, life could be snuffed out. But if we're born again, we have eternal life. That's a gift, a precious gift that Jesus paid the price for. He shed his blood that we might have eternal life. Only thing we have to do is believe on him, receive him as our Lord and Savior. That's all we have to do. So if you're out there today, at the end of this program, I'm going to lead you in the sinner's prayer. Receive him this morning. Receive him. Don't wait. Don't wait. Receive him this morning. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now for another day, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you right now, that the blood is still running warm in our veins. Lord, we may have not got it right on yesterday, but we thank you that every morning that we get up, Lord, there's new mercies. Father, and you give us enough grace to make it through, Lord. We just thank you this morning for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for that you would look past our sins, Lord Jesus, and see our greatest need to have a more close, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for the sacrifice, the shed blood of Jesus on that cross, that we will have another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to make everything right, to tell somebody about you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank you right now. Strengthen us, encourage us, build us up where we're torn down, Lord. Oh, we just lift up to you this morning, Israel, Lord God. We pray for the peace, Father God. We pray for the protection of Israel. Lord, we know that you have Israel in the palm of your hand, Lord God. But we stand in solidarity with Israel. We stand with Israel. We pray for Israel. Lord, our hearts go out to the lost, the ones that don't know you this morning, Lord God. Draw them this morning by your spirit. Lord God, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season. Lord, we thank you that you would use us as a mouthpiece, Lord God, for the upbuild and the edification of the kingdom of God. We just thank you this morning, Lord God, for all the men and women who come through this place, Lord God, preaching, teaching, ministering your word, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them. Build them up where they're torn down. Give them provision for the vision. Lord, we pray a special blessing over the owners of this radio station, the technicians, the men and women of God who come through here, who make it happen, Lord God, that this word of God goes over the airwaves, that your songs and hymns are sung. Lord, we just thank you for them, Lord God. Continue to build them up, Lord God. Continue to anoint them. Meet every need right now, Lord God, that the work will go on. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now for your healing virtue being poured out on those that are sick right now, Lord God. Oh, we just bless you for that healing blood, the stripes that you took on your back. With your stripes, according to Isaiah 53:5, we are already healed, and we stand on that this morning, Lord. We stand on that this morning. We take authority over the airwaves right now, and let this word, let the seed of your word fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people. Let it not fall on stony ground. Let it fall down deep in the cultivated soil of the hearts of your people, Lord. Germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, we thank you right now. We cancel the assignment of the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Right now, we cancel his assignment. We plead the blood of Jesus over every attack of the enemy. It is null and void right now. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for your word. Strengthen us, Lord God, that we may be encouraged to keep carrying this gospel to all corners of this earth. Lord, we thank you right now that you will use us. You will use us for your glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. We magnify your name. We lift you up, Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at 1 Corinthians 15. And I'm going to read it from the King James Version. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And then I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Amen. And that was the King James Version. I'm going to read the Amplified Version. And now let me remind you, since it seems to have escaped you, brethren, of the gospel, the glad tidings of salvation, which I proclaim to you, which you welcome and accept it, and upon which your faith rests, and by which ye are saved, if ye hold fast and keep firmly what I preach to you, unless you believe at first without effect, and all for nothing. For I passed on to you first of all what I also had received, that Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for our sins in accordance with what the scriptures foretold, that he was buried, that he arose on the third day as the scriptures foretold. Amen, amen. And Paul is telling them, look, let me remind you of something. And this something is the foundation. You know, he answered their questions, and they was talking about prophesying and speaking in tongues. And he was telling them that, look, you know, I would that every born-again believer would prophesy, because it's for the edification, the comfort, and the exaltation of the body, that they can go out and do the work. Because this is what it's all about. We're equipping the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. We're upbuilding the kingdom. We're equipping the body to upbuild the kingdom. That numbers are added. That numbers are added. Because every time one comes in, heaven rejoices over one sinner repentant, turned to repentance, and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Heaven rejoices over just one. Over just one. So this is what it's all about. It's all about building up the kingdom of God. It's all about adding to that number. It's all about equipping the saints so we can go out and equip other saints. We can lead others to Jesus. It's not about just sitting inside the four walls of the sanctuary or the meeting place and just preaching to those that are already saved. No, it's about getting out. And this radio ministry is a powerful ministry, because the radio reaches all around the world. This radio streams live all around the globe. So that's a powerful tool. Even when we were shut in for COVID, the word is still being preached. It's still reaching all four corners of the earth. And Jesus said that's when the end is coming, when the gospel is preached. So no one can have an excuse. God is long-suffering, sending Jesus back, because it's not his will that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. So that's why he's not slack concerning his promises. He's coming. But it's his will that all should come to repentance. He's given us time. He's given us time so no one can say, I didn't know. You can have no excuse. That's why I said in the beginning that we don't have the time we think we have. Time is, look at the handwriting on the wall. Wars and rumors of wars and famine, pestilence, and all kind of diseases, all kind of stuff going on. Everything upside down, government failing, the dollar falling. I mean, it's just going upside down, but Jesus is still in control. God is not slack concerning his promises. He knows what's going on. And this is prophecy fulfilling itself. Prophecy is being fulfilled. And so Paul is just letting them know, look, I wish it's my will that all would prophesy because it builds up. And there's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues because that's your heavenly language and you speaking to God. Huh? You speaking to God in your heavenly language and the Holy Spirit take that and make it right before God. Because we don't know what we need to pray for as we ought. But the Holy Spirit make intercession for us. That's what Romans 8:26 says, that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we're speaking in our heavenly language and we're speaking to God. But when you're speaking in before people, there should be an interpreter. If you're speaking to, you know, in public to a congregation or what have you. But if you're just speaking to God, then that's between you and God. Your heavenly language. So this is what he was telling them, answering their question. But he was saying, moreover, the end of the matter is this. This is the foundation. Now let me remind you, since it seems to have escaped you, since it seemed to have escaped you, brethren, and that brethren is men and women, that's believers, since it seemed to have escaped you, let me refresh your memory of the gospel. Let me remind you of the gospel is the foundation. The gospel draw for all thing we have to do is teach, preach, minister the gospel. The word of God will do the drawing all by itself because the word is spirit and it is life. It is alive. It is life. This word is alive. It comes right off the page at you. So this is what Paul said. This is the foundation. When it's all said and done, do you remember what I said? And that's why we have to make it so simple, but yet so powerful that the least of them will understand it. We can't be using big words, talking over people's head. No, Jesus died for our sins. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He took the punishment for our peace. The chastisement, he took that. He was whipped. He was whipped. That's why I say for every situation, every circumstance, every trial, every tribulation, every sickness, every disease, everything we will go through, the stripes on his back is already covered. The blood that he shed covers it. Nothing can cross the blood. And he's telling them, this is the foundation. At the end of the day, What I preach the gospel to you, the glad tidings of salvation. It's the good news. This is the good news station. This is good news going forth that Jesus came. He was born of a virgin. He lived among us, preaching, teaching, ministering, healing, delivering, setting free, casting out demons. He died. He was whipped. He was punished. He was bruised. He was wounded for us, for our salvation, for our liberty, for our chance to get it right, for our transgressions. He was wounded. Jesus. He died. He gave up the ghost with his arms stretched wide in love because he loved us so much. His arms are stretched wide that whosoever will come, let him come. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. Joseph of Arimathea, he didn't need the tomb long, only for 3 days. And he rose on the third day. And that same spirit, the spirit of God that raised Christ, Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah, that raised him from the dead lives on the inside of you if you're born again. So you have power. The Holy Spirit is the power. That's the power to love right, to live right, to witness, to lead folk to Jesus, to share the gospel with them, to pray for them, to cast out demons, to lay hands on the sick and to recover in the name of Jesus. We have that power because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us. This is the power that we have. So we are not defeated. We pray from a place of victory. We speak from a place of victory because we are seated, already seated with him. God has already seated us with Christ in heavenly places, in the heavens. So we're far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world. We're above them in that sovereign place, in that sovereign kingdom. So we pray and we speak and we preach and we teach and we minister from a place of victory. We already have the victory in Christ Jesus. He's already paid for our victory, paid the price. So he's reminding them, look, this is the basis of your salvation, the good news, the glad tidings of your salvation. This is how you were saved. This is how you, which I proclaim to you, which you welcomed. You received it when I proclaimed it to you. You received it. You welcomed it and accepted it, upon which your faith rests. That's where our faith rests. Our faith rests on the gospel, on the finished work on the cross. Not by works. No. It's by faith. By faith. We are saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Not by works. Lest any man, no man can boast. No man can boast. It's not by works. It's by our faith. And our faith rests on that foundation, that firm foundation that Jesus laid. The firm foundation, because he died and got up for our sins, that we might be in right standing. That's the foundation. That's why he told Peter, upon this foundation, I'm going to build my church. Huh? I'm going to build it on the foundation of who I am. Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That's what the foundation the church is built on. And the gates of hell cannot prevail. The gates of hell can't stop us. It can't stop us. We have the power through the Holy Spirit that lives in us, by through our faith in him, Jesus. It's by grace because it's a precious gift, but it's through our faith, and our faith rests upon that. Everything rests upon our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and that he was resurrected by the Spirit of God. He was resurrected by God, the Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. So that's why our faith should rest. And that's what he was telling them. Oh, you got all the gifts. You bad to the bone. But this is where your faith should rest, on the finished work, on the gospel, and by which you are saved. We're saved. That's how we're saved. By grace through faith. In the gospel, the finished work. If you hold fast and keep firmly what I preach to you. Remember what I preached to you. Hold firm to the word. That's our foundation. Hold firm. Build on that foundation. Don't build on no other foundation, because it's going to sink away. Build on that firm foundation. I already preached it to you. Unless you believe at first without effect and all for nothing. Unless you believe without a purpose. Huh? Without part of God's plan. To upbuild the kingdom, to lead more to Jesus, to lead them to Christ, to point them to Christ, because we can't save anyone. Christ has already saved them, but it's up to them to receive the precious gift. It's a precious gift, already been paid for. That's like getting a gift for your birthday or Christmas or whenever, and you never open it. You received it, How you going to receive it, but you never open the gift? So this is what he's saying. If you received it, but it was to no effect, you never opened it. You never utilized it. You never put it to work. Put your faith to work. Huh? Doing the work of the kingdom, which is witnessing, leading folk to Jesus. Tell them about the gospel. Tell them about the word. Sharing the word with them. Praying for them. Building them up. Encouraging them. Strengthening them. Because the word will do the work if you work it. The word will do the work if you work it. The word will do it all by itself. All thing you have to do is share the word with them. And that's why Paul was telling them, have you forgotten what I preached to you? That's the foundation. Unless you believe without an effect, without a purpose, unless you was just doing lip service, you got to put it to work. If you did, it was all for nothing. For I passed on to you, first of all, what I also had received. I'm giving you what I received. I'm giving you what I received. Paul wasn't with the apostles when they walked with Jesus, but Paul seen, he had an encounter with Jesus. He seen Jesus. He knew it was Jesus on the road to Damascus. He seen Jesus, and he was commissioned there to go to the Gentiles. So he had his marching orders, and he was an apostle because he was sent by God. He was a sent one, sent by God, a special messenger, sent by God. So he passed on what he received, that Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, died for our sins in accordance with what the scripture foretold. The scripture foretold it all. It's all in the scripture. Scripture was inspired by man, came from God. The Holy Spirit inspired him. So that's all Paul was telling them, and that's what I'm telling you today. Keep the faith. Stand on the faith. Rest in your faith in the finished work on the cross, what Jesus did. Because that's our salvation. That's what our salvation rests right there. That's the peace we have, knowing that we are saved and we will be with him for eternity, because Jesus already paid the price. And all we have to do is stand on that firm foundation, stand on that firm power and preach it, teach it, minister it, tell somebody about Jesus, share the gospel. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. Until next time, keep the faith. We love you. We're praying for you. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m. and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida. And I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood. I'm so excited to tell you about a wonderful movie I just saw called Miracle in East Texas. And if you missed it in theaters, it will be streaming soon, so everyone will have a chance to see this really delightful movie produced by Sorbo Studios. You probably know Kevin and Sam Sorbo from the very popular television show Hercules, or from recent movies such as God's Not Dead, Soul Surfer, and Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist. Miracle in East Texas is a little slight.